In just a minute, Carl gets in trouble for some comments he made on the O'Reilly factor. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Peter, President Obama is now getting ready for a diplomatic trip to India, but his advisors are urging him to cancel a planned trip to a famous Sikh temple. What are they worried about?
Offending Hindus?
No. They're not worried about the local audience. The local people want him to go into the Golden Temple in Amritsar. That's the name of it.
Oh, they're worried that he's going to have to put on some garb and they're going to take pictures of him and show it on the internet.
Specifically, a hat. Like at a Jewish synagogue, you have to keep your head covered in a Sikh temple. And the last thing in the world Obama's people want is to have him photographed in what looks like Muslim headgear. For one thing, it would fuel conspiracy theories. For another, it might scare Juan Williams. Unconfirmed reports had the White House asking if the president could wear some obviously American headgear, like, for example, a baseball cap or maybe that novelty hat with the beer can holders and the straw.
Yeah. That's American.
That's American.
A cheese hat from a Packers game.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Or a nacho helmet.
That would be hilarious. If the president goes into the greatest temple in the Sikh world with a foam cheese head on. For domestic, you know, because...
But my head's covered. Where does it say in your Sikh book that I can't have cheese on my head? It's not in there.
Peter, according to a new study, this is very surprising, a new study of canine behavior in the journal Current Biology, some dogs turn out to be what?
Cats.
No.
This is Current Biology?
Current Biology.
I only read Ancient Biology. Current dogs turn out to be...
Basically, what this means is that some dogs look at the Alpo can and say, oh, it's half empty.
Pessimists?
Yes, some dogs are pessimists, according to the study. This is from a species that chases cars. But still, scientists at the University of Bristol, they took dogs and let them loose in a room with a bowl of food in the corner. And they have some dogs were optimists. They just ran right over, assuming there'd be food in there. But some dogs didn't. They were like, oh, I'm just going to have my heart broken again. This is really a surprise, because everybody naturally assumes that all dogs are optimists. They're all like, I bet if I bring this stick back, he won't throw it again and make me go get it. But no. And it takes a real optimist to hump a leg and think the relationship will go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't there always... There's always a crotch to sniff around the corner.
There is.
Dogs
there
should
is.
Always be optimists.
They're like college boys.
Mo, scientists in Slovenia are trying to create robots that are incapable of injuring humans. To do this, they're building robots that do what?
Robots that are... that are plush, robots that are...
that would be nice.
Robots that...
Well, I mean, they might call this robot Muhammad Wally.
Oh, boxing robots.
Well, they're punching robots.
Punching robots.
These robots, what they do...
Yes,
is
that's
these
right.
robots...
That got a bell.
Jeez.
Wow.
Thank you.
Just so you guys know, that's the standard for the bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These robots are programmed to punch humans until they cry. That's how it works. In Slovenia, six men, apparently fresh from a screening of Jackass 3D, agreed to be repeatedly punched in the arm by an industrial robot. The robots punched the humans 18 times at varying degrees of intensity while evaluating the humans' emotional responses. The scientists say the next generation of punch bot will also steal the humans' lunch money, make fun of their moms, and after a software update, give them wet willies.
I thought that these were robots that wouldn't hurt you.
Well, that's this is the problem, you see? If you think about it, you want to make a robot that knows in its little robot brain how much is too much force to use on a human, so it won't hurt the human. Mm-hmm. The only way to figure that out is find out how much force does hurt a human.
You'd think that scientists, after years of being beaten up, would not try and figure out how to get beaten up. We're also going to invent a female robot that won't date you just to figure it all out.